Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We're having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen, longtime member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to, golly, at least 8 or 9 years she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of E-Learning 2.0, Proven Practices and Emerging Technologies to Achieve Real Results. That's available wherever books are sold, along with her other book, the E-Commerce Question and Answer Book. Those are both available online anywhere, on bookstores and on her one website. That's readygo.com, right, Anita?
Yes, that is.
So check that out, folks. And as you know, and whatever Anita has is top shelf. It's always the best. And a perspective. Anita, you've got a perspective. That's what I like about. There's the reason why I value your comments and your information so much, Anita, because you've got a perspective from the early days of the internet, which you know, you're still just a kid, but you were around. You got plugged in the early days, and that perspective really helps. That really helps people to understand. I appreciate that about you, because you know where we've come from as much as anybody I know, and it's easier to see the value of where we're going with the current technologies we have because of that perspective. And so because of that, I want you to help us understand how we decide how much emphasis to put on a website, which we've been talking about, and how much emphasis we should put on social media. Are they different? How similar are they?
Well, they are very different. I mean, one is a website, which is like saying you have a business card or you have an office or whatever it is. The other one is saying that you have flyers that you send out around the neighborhood. Are they different having an office than sending out flyers? So you look at social media. Social media is a place people go and talk about things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and some, you really have to decide with your business, is this necessary? Some businesses, you know, and doing something with social media going to bring any business to you? And I can't answer that for you.
Mm-hmm.
For some businesses, it makes a big difference.
Some people are almost forsaking a website and spending all their energy and investment on social media. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
But I'm not saying either or. I'm saying both and.
Yeah. Well, you know, you shouldn't just sit there. You know, I think first get your website. If you don't have a website, that's like not having a business card.
Yeah.
You need to have the website. You need to have something there that says who you are. Social media is for people that are chatting out there, mm-hmm. so that there's a place for them to come to talk that's set on you,
mm-hmm.
and that you're communicating. I mean, you know, there's, what is it, 50% of Fortune 500 companies have people that are dedicated to Twitter,
mm-hmm.
which is they've hired someone, and their entire job is anytime their company... anyone says anything about their company on Twitter, it goes directly to this person.
Right.
And this person sees who it is and responds.
Right. And that's a lesson for us, isn't it, for small business owners?
Yeah, well, you know, you might sit there and say, you've got to be kidding me. I'm so busy. You want me to do these other things? Well, not necessarily. You need to prioritize where you're going to get the biggest bang for your bucks. A website isn't something that should be... you know, initially setting it up, it's like setting up an office or setting up anything else. It's a lot of work. It should be a lot of work. This is your business.
Mm-hmm.
If you sit there and say it's not, I don't want it to be a lot of work, well, it's work. This is your job.
That's right. Well,
it's going to be a lot of work if you want it done right.
Mm-hmm.
Social networking, you know, you need to talk to your customers. If you're talking to, and every single one of your customers are between the ages of 15 and 30, and that's where they are, isn't that where you should be?
Right.
If your customers are in their 50s and 60s, I guarantee you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Well, the one thing you can do, though, is they're not mutually exclusive. I mean, these you connect the two. That's the reason you can put links in Twitter, for example.
Right.
Or you can put
something.
right.
on your website.
Yeah.
You know, so that people can come over. But, you know, you need to talk to your customers. You're probably talking to a customer a day.
Yeah.
You know, just ask them.
Yeah.
Are you doing any of that social media
stuff?
How
would you like to connect with us?
Yeah.
They might say, send me an email. They might say, send me a text. They might say, find me on Twitter. You got to ask them those things, right?
And whatever they say, you know, if it's one person. But, you know, if you're talking with customers a week.
Yeah.
And you've asked five customers, you're starting to get an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my dentist finally is using email. It used to drive me crazy with the phone calls. It's so much easier
right.
with email.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Anita, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for the wisdom. Thanks for the time. Thanks for your perspective. It's always important for us.
My pleasure.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen, ReadyGo.com. The book is eLearning 2.0. She's the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.